right now, we up to the Taz. Siftes in the Taz, Simon Sadikhes, Siftes. Kehotzi Zayi Shalise, Pirish Apilo Bissel Rabono. Doha Amrin and Pirigil Anosh. Voit is all Zayo Bishura de Rabono. So he says, I mean, what's the chiddush? Kechot zayi shel iser shenisare beheter. So chishim chtzoi zayi say heter levatel. Why? That even though it's chotishio, so it still requires shishim. So bishleime, if we say that chotishio is only midrabanon according to Rish Lakish, you can understand. So one could argue if it's only midrabanon, maybe it doesn't require shishim because the chachamim did make certain exceptions in regard to it, Rabbonon, let's say in connection with Khal. So since it's only Rabbonon, so the Chachonim said that it becomes bottle b'tisha b'chamishi. So one could say, maybe Chotishio, according to Rish Lakish, that it's not awesome, not all, it's almost Rabbonon, maybe it becomes bottle in less than Shishim. So Kamash will know. Even though it's only awesome Rabbonon, it still requires Shishim. Listen, it's not like Chal. Chal, so that's a Nisar is on the Rabbanon. Here, it's a Nisar the Raise. But it's also on the Rabbanon according to the Shlokish, on account of the fact that it's less than the Kazais. But some Mele, it requires, in order to become bottle, it requires Shishim. But, according to Rabbi Eichanan, we pass that Chotishio is also not Chotishio is also not all. So Mele, what kind of a Chidesh is it? So that's why the Taz says, Kichotzi zayi shalisa, pirush afilo biyisa rabbonon. The oche amre, pirigid anoshe, lo itizalzlo bishiro rabbonon. The chiddush is that even less than kazayis, a chotzi shio and a nisa rabbonon, also require shish. In other words, it's called the tikkun rabbonon, kin deraisa tikkun. So even, let's say, a chotzi kazayis of nevele, require shishim to become boto, so a chotzi kazayis of an isad rabbonon also require shishim. Alright, now the shach is strange. The shach says ki chotzi zayis sif chav gimul ki chotzi zayis di kaimelon chotzi shio name osam natir al shin reikin olav. So the implication is that according to Rish Lakish, shein och nami doesn't require shishim. That's not so. He says the reason is why ki chotzi zayis shalisa shin isarev beheta Itzorich shishim chtzoi zeisei heter levatlei because the kaimelon chotzi shio name osam natero elo shein leikino. And how about Rish Lakish, who says that chotzi shio is not osam deraisa? So then, if a chotzi shio of nevele would be nisarev with heter, so we wouldn't require shishim. I mean, who can say a thing like that? So it's very strange. So we have to say that what the shach means. I mean, it's inconceivable that the Shach should mean that according to Rish Lakish, so that Chotzi Shio is not Osam Nato, so it becomes bottle less than Shishim. Maybe we should manu. So the Shach might mean that, let's say, we learned at the beginning in Simen Tzadik Ches. So if we saw if min be min in nishba min she nichim lamid of ishare in neida she yoru be heter muter vim lo neida she yoru be heter is osea. So in other words, why? Because min b'minei midraisa becomes bottle b'rov, and only midrabonon to require shishim. So in case of nishpach, so yatei l'hokil. Mashein kein b'min shaloi b'minei. So then it's midraisa tamkikar is midraisa. So we cannot be tei l'hokil. So this is what the shach means. Kechotzi zayi shelisa shenisarim beheter tzorch shishim chtzoi zeisim heter levatlei. That if it's min shaloi b'minei, so without shishim chtzoi zeisim heter levatlei, it is osir. Even if it's nishpach, and there is a possibility that there was shishim, but it's not muter unless it's determined. We know bibrius that there are shishim chtzoi zeisim heter levatlei, but if we don't know bibrius, if we're not certain about it, even though there is a possibility that there is, let's say it's nishpach, so then it's osir. So that's only true according to Rabbi Yechanan, the way we pass that chotz is shiur osam nato, mashein ke nekorin to rishlokish, so you also require shishim. But in a case where we don't know and there is a possibility there is shishim, it was nishmach, even though there is a possibility there is not shishim, so then it will be muta. This is what the shach means. Otherwise, I mean, the shach is very difficult. Alright, now, Beitzo sheyeish bo efreyach hoi tipas dam, shenizbash lemachiris, tzorch shishim viachas, livatil plitoso. So we mentioned that when we went over the Mechaber and Ramo, that they are Machlikis Rishenim, Machlikis, the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban, Shiti, is the reason as to why the Chachomim said. That's a Gemara Mefureshes, a Chulm, Gid Anoshi, that we require 61 measures of Heter in order to be Mevatel, the Beit Shiyesh Be'Efreyach Yitipas Dam. Why? So the Chachomim made a special takone. Not 60 measures of Heter, but 61 measures of Heter. So the Ramban explains it very simply. Because even eggs, which seemingly are of the same size, so many times there is a slight difference. One egg has the approximate size of another egg, but a little more or a little less, and so on. So memele, if shishim would be enough, and if all the eggs look the same size, so it might be that egg that has the tipas dam or had the freyach is a little larger. So memele, there is no real shishim. There is no real shishim. So because of that, the chachomim were misaken, there should be an extra measure, 61. So in order to counterbalance the excess in the possible excess that in the size of the beit zoasu, that's the Ramban's pshat. The Rambam shite is. The Rambam Shita is the reason is why the Chachomim made a special takone. That we need shishim v'achas is because since Beitzo is a berry, and as far as the Beitzo itself is concerned, so it's afil the belly of the bottle, because berry the bottle. But here we mention it in respect to the plate, not the Beitzo itself. The Beitzo does not become bottle altogether, the Beitzo. Does not become bottle altogether. The only reason is why we are making, you know, when you find, let's say if you cook many eggs, several eggs in a pot, and then one egg happens to have a blood spot, so if, let's say, you cooked, let's say, three eggs, and one egg is a blood spot, so we are making that you're allowed to eat the other two eggs. That you're allowed to eat the other two eggs. Even though, I mean, a beitzo does not become bottle, I feel a belly. I mean, it requires, and as far as the plate is concerned, we require shishim v'achas, is because there is a machlikas rishenim. When does a blood spot asa? So some rishenim say that the blood spot asa is only when it's on the yolk, but if it's on the white, it doesn't asa. And some rishenim say just the reverse. Some mele, in case where we cook several eggs, we are makel. But in achname, if it is osea, so then it does not become, so the beitzo itself, let's say, does not become bottle at all, even belev. As far as the plate is concerned, so we require shishim v'achas. So the Rambam says, now as far as the beitzo itself is concerned, even belev the bottle. Why? Because it's a belev. But in regard to the plate of the beitzo, so then it becomes bottle b'shishim v'achas. But since it's a belev, so mele the chachomim or machmir and required here shishim v'achas. Even for the purpose of being mivatil the plate of a berry. So to be mivatil the beitzo itself, that you should be allowed, let's say, to eat all the beitzim. Suppose you don't know which beitzo has it was nisarim, and you don't know which beitzo had the blood spot. So it doesn't become bottle, even the elephant bottle. But because it's a berry. But in regard to the plate, so the chachomim will not machmir that much. But since it is a barrier, so we require shishim v'achas. Now, the Mechaber, one second. From the Mechaber and the Ramo, in Simen Peveis, it's mashma that both the Mechaber and Ramo, they pass like the Ramban's pshat, not like the Rambam's pshat. Yes, over there.
What's the purpose of the
kind of Rambam? It's a chumre, because the Chachomim made, it's all midrabon, and all these chumres are midrabon. The barrier bottle is also the rabbon in the kaloch, and the raise barrier can also become bottle. So it's the rabbon. So the chachomim made a special chumra in regard to barrier. So in regard to the beetle of the barrier itself, so there is no beetle the chachomim or misaki. I feel bell of the bottles. If the bait show with the blood spot is unidentified, so then you cannot eat any of the baits, even if it's elef. The reason is why we are makel is because we are tailor the hokel in such a case, on account of the machlekes rishenim, when is it osa. But if we knew when it is osa, let's say, inoch name, suppose, it's very rare, but sometimes you find a blood spot on the white and on the yolk and on the shell. I mean, so in such a case, so even if you cooked many baits together, you couldn't be making. Unless you couldn't be making. So the Rambam says, just as a chachomim war machnia, that the beitzer itself does not become bottle if the beitzer is unidentified. So it does not become bottle even the elev because it's a belly. So in respect to the plate that was absorbed by the other beitzim, so we require, the chachomim made a special chumre, instead of 60 measures of etter, we require 61 measures.
61.
What is it?
What happened 61
maybe? A little more, one more.
Why?
That's what the chachomim want me sack in the chumre. Yes.
Well,
maybe as a shock to the other takone, in respect to the beitzer itself, that I feel a bell of the
bottom. Don't they use the lashon of hekher by the Rambam? That's because the hekher.
Because it's a barrier. Because it's a barrier, so the chachomim made a special chumre, and that takone, that chumre will be a hekher. In other words, as a shock against for the other takone, where the beitzer itself. Yes, what is it?
Well, a lot of eggs together, but it's not the case of Dam, but in the case of where it's ready, it's probably has, there was an ephra, is there any time to hakel? Like, we were, since by Dam, we have a tzad that we don't know what has to be considered, where the Dam has to be, by, well, it's an ephra already, is there any, there's a little bit of an ephra on it, there's no, it's not to be megal, or is there any? If there is an ephra, so it
might involve an Isra Raisa too, you see. If there is an Efreyach, so it Mefreyach, it might involve an Isra Raisa, so then we wouldn't be made. Why, did it ever happen to you? I mean that you found an Efreyach?
Yeah. Then I was ready, there was an Efreyach to do.
Okay, alright, yeah. Then we wouldn't be made. Alright, now, Torah Samach Aleph, Lil Simen Pivov, Sifein is Boyazin. Alright, now, Sif Yudal, or now, what the Shach, Sifrov da alvatl plitosel afukel vatl yatzmo in makiro dos chshive berye ki sheyesh beafreyach lekamon nizbor udin meilu al nochin vayin lekamon simen kofei. Alright, now chal mizbatl bitish vachamishim kol yisur manegim bizman hazeh kulam mizbatlim bishishim lovat chomer pesach yayin esak ashen nizbor yabil chesayim uvelovat yo yisar in neisin tam bigdere avo im neisin tam beisik dere vuosa mitzad atzmei afilu belef lipotl. Calls man she magishim timei. So that's the halacha that means that avidly timei. I feel well as about. The halacha in melach mitavlin midvorim da avidim mitimei imasurim achmasatzmon. Let's say it's a tavlin of ole. So that is also misadatzmei. Einam teilim bishish. Alright. We also misadatzmei. So that's a very strange stas. So chiyun liyishumen shalise ashenoful lemaychot amayi a bottle bishishim. Holy time of. Bishleim eshumim boso v'sich machul cholov shapla bottle b'shishim kibim shene isam tzad atzmei rak mitzad haruves v'chibim sheyesh b'shishim en kant haruves avol b'shumen shal isa shum mitzad atzmei amayim hane shishim beheta. So he has the kasha, it's a very strange task that primigodim, I mean, he's raising the kasha against this task. So he says bishleim eshumim boso v'sich machul cholov, then he has no difficulty, so this is bottle b'shishim, even though the shumen, an account of the shumen, so it gives a tam, the boso, which is so fat, gives a tam, boso, in the cholov, even though there is 60 measures in the cholov, nega the shumen boso. So there is no problem. So we understand as to why that cholov will be muta. Why? Because cholov by itself is muter, and boso by itself is muter. But when the two become yuref together, so that one gives a tam in the other, then it becomes the heft and entity of basa b'cholov. It becomes osa. So only when there is shishim, if there is no shishim. But if there is shishim, even though the shumen, a little bit of shumen boso, fell into a pot of milk, so it'll give it tam, the shumen boso, that little bit of shumen boso. So since there is shishim in the cholov, negative shumen, it doesn't become osa. So he understands. But the difficulty is in connection with shumen shalisa. Let's say chilev. Let's say chilev, a small piece of chilev. fell in, let's say, into Boso, and the Shishim in the Boso had there, neged a small piece of Shuman Chilev. So why should it be Muter? Why we say the Shishim? It's Muter after all, since it's Chilev and it's very Shomain, so Mimele it could give it time in spite of the Shishim. So it should be awesome. Akim shein isam sadatz me rakim sadat aruves vichim shei shishim ein kan aruves avu shim shel isa shum sadatz me amay mahane shishim beta. Now the primigod mes the kashe. Why is it so poshet for him? Why is it easy for him to understand as to why shum and boso does not asa the cholov if there are 60 measures of cholov neged the shum and boso? Why? Because the cholov by itself is heter. The boso by itself is heter. But when the two come together, become mixed up together, to an extent that one gives a tam in the other, then it becomes a chepsa boso b'cholov. So it should become a chepsa boso b'cholov. So why is it? Is that more understandable than shumanis? That's the kasha of the primer kodim. So we have to say that since boso b'cholov, so the whole isar is constituted because of his special zerasakosov of the sevashel, gdiba chalev himei. So two entities of heter b'fnei atzmon, when they unite together to the extent that one gives a tam in the other, so it's osea. And since the Torah asked only the rabish, so suppose you are kevesh, bosor in cholov, you soak meat in milk, even though it gives a tam of meat in the milk, midrais is not osa, only osam the rabbanon. Why? Because the Torah only asked the rabish. So even when it happens, the rabish, when let's say a piece of shuman bosor falls into boiling cholov, so but if there is shishim in the cholov, so that tam is not a tam gomo. Because usually, if there is shishim, there is no tam. And on account of the fatness, of the high degree of fatness of the shumen boso, so it gives a tam in spite of the 60 measures of cholov. But it's not a tam gomo, and it's not the kind of tam you will detect when you are mivashel boso with cholov. So it's not a tam komo, so it's a tam kolush. So mele the extra isar of bosa becholov doesn't apply to a tam kolush. Mashein kein, where shuman isar falls into heter. So there, even if it's a tam kolush, it should be awesome. You know, we discussed, you know, the machlekes between Rashi and the Teisves. Teisves shite is in tam ki ikea, that if there is shishim, so the tam is a tam kolush, so it's not osea, and Rashi shite is that if there is isea, so even though it's a tam kolush, it's still osea. It's still also with Raise, according to Mandoma Tam Kika, the Raise. So in other words, so the Taz is assuming vis-a-vis Bosa Becholov, he's assuming like Tezus. Because since Bosa Becholov, so the Bosa by itself is Eter. And the Cholov by itself is Eter. But the Torah asked that when one gives a Tam in the other, so it's, and the Torah asked that only there are Bishul, so only when there is no Shishim, so then there is a Tam Gomo. But if there is Shishim, so the Tam is a Tam Kolush, then the Torah didn't ask it. So the thing is osea. We said that's me. It's not that it has to become osea now, but as a result of giving the tam. So even if it gives the tam kolush in heter, it should still be osea. That's the lomdes of the tas. Avu b'shem shalitza shum said that's me. Amay mehane shishim beheter umayshne mebeitzah shenil rabiyonte v'livnu b'maychol di posak b'rechaim simen tuf kofiyet gimul do mehane shishim kivim dil time avide. V'afal pishe maske shom time v'chazuse mikol mokim kan vaday tam lichud. Tam lechud eiseir, because it's avinali time, so even without the chazuse, we have all pishikos of Ramokan, calls man shemagishim atam, mikomo ke mechnovel idea goshe, kivim shev shashenesin tam, heichitamu, vitzorich leima adenachanam, the mistoma amrinam be yeshishim in nesin tam, elidi magishim sheish tam shom, ozlibot, vilimahane behemes boze shishim. אבל בביצה עולה אמרינון כן, כאילו שיש גם כן חזוסה על כל כוחנו ומקילין בשישים, בדובו שיש למטירין, כאילו שאפשר שיש ביתם. כאילו שאפשר שיש ביתם. So what's the pshat? It's very strange. That Primi Godin, I mean, discusses that task. It's a very strange task. So he says, the cash of the task was, since the halacha is that Milsa David Litani. So he's like, but la fila be'alef, even though there is shishim, so every time that is Shuman Shalisa falls into Heter. So we say, is there Shishim? If the answer is there is Shishim, we are Matir. Why should we Matir? Since it's Shuman. So it's very likely. So it's likely that it is that there is Tam. So Mimele it should become it should be Osea even though there is Shishim. So he says in Achanami, If we know that that Shuman gives it arm in the Heter, even though we know that there is Shishim, but if it is determined, without any doubt, that the Shuman shall Iser, does give it arm of Iser in the Heter, so then it's also in spite of the Shishim. In spite of the Shishim. But in the usual case, if we don't know, so then we are matterhead, even though there is a possibility that it gives it time, but there is a possibility that there is no time. So because of that, we are matterhead. So what's the pshat? The pshat in the Taz is that in regard to that question that is in the machlekes between Rashi and Tesfes, Rashi Shita is that if we say Tam Kiker is the Raise, so Mele Tam Kiker Udasa, Tam Udasa, even if there is Shishim, as long as it gives a Tam, we do not say it's a Tam Kolish. And Tesfes Shita is that if there is Shishim, so even though it gives a Tam, so that Tam does not come within the Aloha of Tam Kiker. It's a Tam Kolish. It does not. So apparently the Taz holds that Midraise, when is there a loch of tam kika, the tam asers, only if there is no shishim, so then the tam is a strong tam, is a tam chozok, so then it asers, but if there is shishim, even though it gives it tam, so it's so there is no aloch of tam kika midraise, but midrabonon it asers, even if itam kolush also asers midrabonon. In regard to this, the shaila that is Tolobi machleke between Rashi and Teisves, so apparently the Taz holds mid raise tam kolush does not come within the iser of tam kikya. Mashein ki mid rabbonon even tam kolush comes within the iser of tam kikya. Tamasas. So mele if shumen shall iser falls into heter. So if we know, let's say if a goy was tame, or a Jew be iser was tame, or a chile was allowed to be tame, so he was tame and he says that there is tam, so then it's also, even though there is shishim, midrabon is also. But in the usual case, there is no one to be tamed, there is no goy to be tamed. So then, in view of the fact that midraise, there is no isadraise, because midraise tam kolush doesn't asa, but only midrabon tam kolush asas. And any tam that can be detected, if there is shishim, is a tam kolush. So there is no shosha of midraise, but there is a shosha of midrabon, so mele we are till along. So mele we are tele lihokim. We are tele lihokim. Since there is no chosha de raise, mashein kein ligabi beitzo, so on account of the fact that it's also dova sheyesh lematirin, and dova sheyesh lematirin, so the aloche is afilo belef the bottle, bim bimine. But min shaloi bimine, so dova sheyesh lematirin is bottle. So, but since it gives a tam, Iser, and there is the Mare also, and it's in Dova Sheish Matirin, even though over there too it's only Rabbanon, but on account of the fact that it's Dova Sheish Matirin, so you are more Cheshish. So as long as there is a possibility that it gives it Tam, so it's also. As long as there is a possibility that it gives it Tam, so it's also. Why? Because it's Dova Sheish Matirin also. So Mele, we are Cheshish. The Chachomim were machmir in regard to Dova Sheish Matirin. V'oraye, one man domar in Beitze says that there is no heter of Svek Sveike by Dova Sheish Matirin. Just as the Chachomim were machmir in regard to Bitul Berov, and we said, Dova Sheish Matirin afil belef the bottle, so Svek Sveike is not muter by Dova Sheish Matirin either. Even in the Rabban, like Beitze should know the Beyontev. So even Svek Sveike is also because of Dova Sheish Matirin. So here, since there is a possibility, there is a time. Even though that tam is a tam kolush, so we have to be cheshish. Maybe there is tam. Mashein kein not by dova sheish matirin. So as long as there is a possibility that he doesn't give any tam, even though there is a possibility that he does give it tam, and there is no chosha deraise, because even if he does give it tam, on account of the fact that there is shishim, so the tam is a tam kolush. So maybe it's mutar. This is what he says. He says v'tzorach leimadina chaname the mistom me'amrin abiyei shishim eini neisim tam. Why? Because we are tilei lahok. Elo, because even if it has a tam, it's a tam kolush. Elo di magishim sheyesh tam. If we know, so then os loy bottle, midrabono loy bottle. But midraise it would be mutar even if magishim sheyesh tam. Ve'le mahane be'emes bo'de shishim. Avol be'beitza la'amrin okay. So be'beitza should also be mutar. The answer is no, be'beitza, because it's dobe sheyesh lamatirin. So me'mele, even though, so as long as there is a possibility of a tam kolush, so it's also asa. אבל בבית צהל אמרינו, כאילו שיש גם כחזוסי, על כל חכינו מכירים בשישים, בדובה שיש לו מכירים, כאילו שאפשר שיש ביתה. שוב רואיסי, בייסה והתאה, כלל חופי דין ואוב, וזה לשני, דובר הנס לטעם, כיצד כל דובר חריף כתב לנו מלך של הקדש, אין בוטל. על כוח, עד כאן, משמע למקרה טעם בזה על דובר חריף ולא ישומה, דאף שגם הוא מתי ממחל וממתיקי, מכל מוקים מנרגש כל כך, כמו דובר חריף. על כוח עכשיו בבוטל, מכל ייסור עם חול גבני, ומשום הוכסים כאן, גם רמוק עם מלך לטעם. So now he mentions in the name of the Isa Vehetea, he mentions in the name of the Isa Vehetea, that the whole halacha of Milsa David Litaimei applies only to something that is used by people as a flavoring agent, like melech and tavlin. So then we say that even beelefli bottle, but shumen shalisea. So according to this aveheta, shumen shalisea. So it's not used as a flavoring agent. It just happened. He didn't put it in order to flavor it. He put it in because he liked. He wants the thing itself, not as a flavoring agent. Not as a flavor. So then, if there is shishim, even though the tam is near gash, so it's muta. In other words, it's all tolu in the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. I mean, it's a pele that the Taz doesn't mention the machlekes Rashi and Tesis. So the Isa v'Heter apparently paskins like Tesis that were the rishishim, so the tam, even though it gives a tam, so the tam is a tam kolush and it does tasa, and it doesn't tasa even with Rabono. It doesn't tasa. In other words, it passes like tastes altogether. But if it's milsa davidli taime, it's a flavoring agent, so then it is osea. Then if it's milsa davidli taime, so then it is osea. Now here he doesn't mention in the name of the Isa v'Heter whether it's midraise or midrabon. But the Shach mentions afil belefli bottle because of Isa v'Heter, klal chofei, the haine midrabon. So even by Milsa Davidli Taime, the Isa v'Heter Shita is that it's only an awesome Rabban. Why? Because the Isa v'Heter agrees in the Shita of Teitzves that the whole Aloch of Tam Ki'ika Midraise applies only to a Tam Gomu, a strong Tam, not to a Tam Kolush. And if there is Shishim, so then it's a Tam Kolush, even if it's Milsa Davidli Taime. So it's only awesome Rabban. But Midrabban on its Oseh, only, according to the Isa v'Heter, only by Milsa Davidli Taimei, but not by something else. Why? Because the Isa v'Heter paskens like this. Because Sarshchuto b'cholov is only midrabanon. Because we consider the maximum, because we don't know how much milk is contained. But we are sure that the milk contained in the order is much less than the size of the whole order. So since we require we have to be mivatel the whole the size. We consider the maximum, and we have to be mivatel the whole size of the order of the behemo. So because of that, the Chachomim apply the kule that 59 measures is enough of heter, not 60 measures of heter, not 60 measures of heter. Mashenkin no lado isur drabanon. So we require 60 measures of heter. But the Rambam Shita is to the contrary. The Rambam says that the reason is why the Chachomim said, in respect to Kchal, that 59 measures is enough, is because Kchal is only Yosef Rabbanon. So Mimele, according to the Rambam, it applies to all Yisur Rabbanon. But we don't pass like the Rambam. The Rambam is a Yochit. This is what the Shach says. So he says, Kol Yisurim Pirish Bein Shal Tira Bein Shal Devreim King Kosev Atur. כי גוזעתו והרש בדלוי כהרמב״ם שסיב הדיסון של דברי מזבט מחמיש ומתישות מכחב וכל זה אביס יוסף שנראה דאז כולם פוסקים כהרש בו וכי פה שלך מתוכתן אדוויז the shit is רמב״ם is considered the shit is יוחיד and we don't pass like רמב״ם מלבט חומץ בפסח ראש נתום ועד חומץ פסח יאי נסר מטבע ואור שאין לו נעתו איסק בן ודאי דיאור נהגס במעזה אפילו בחוץ לו, כי לכמן סימר יש עד הגדלת, אלא רוצה לאימא, שאין לנו במוקר מעזה בהלכס תערוב יש איסק בן. So in other words, the tour on his says שאין לנו איסק בן, so it doesn't mean that all is not relevant today. Of course all is relevant today. Not only all is ארץ ישראל, not only the ארץ ישראל is relevant, but even חוץ לו is relevant, because all is חוץ לו ארץ is, all is חוץ לו ארץ is עושה מדרעיסי. Is עושה מדרעיסי. The halacha is, halacha lemeishim sinai is, that vadoye, all as chutz lorets, vadoye osea sveiki muta. So sofik all as chutz lorets is muta. Now there is a machlekes reshenim, I mean it's not our Indian. It's a machlekes reshenim. Vadai all as chutz lorets, is it the same isa? Or it's a new isa? Because we see that in respect to all his Eretz Yisrael, so Sofik all his Eretz Yisrael is also like every other Sofik in the Raya Seizel Chumre. But Sofik all his Chutz Lorez is special Aloche. Aloche Lomesh Mesinai. That it's Muta B'Tiras Vada is Sofik all it. The Gemara in Dushan says that one Amir said to the other Amir, if you knew, if you know that a certain Chaticha is all it, and I don't know about it, so you can be Misapim Mibirdai. Why? Because it's also B'Tiras Vada. Because also mitavare, not like Sviki the Rabbanon that is likule, so it's only muta b'terasofik. But Mashenki in Sofik all the schutzlaretz is muta b'terasvadai. Let's say now Sofik is a Rabbanon, is likule. But suppose Ruvi knows that it's vadai is a Rabbanon, and Shimon doesn't know. Shimon has a Sofik, so Ruvi wouldn't be allowed to give it to Shimon, because through Shimon, if he has a Sofik, so he's allowed because he can be tilal hokel. But Ruvi knows that it's osea. So Mimele is not allowed to give it to him. Mashenki l'gabiole, so Sofik ole d'aloch l'mishim sinai declares his muta b'tiras vadai. As long as it's not neida, as long as the identity of the Yisra ole is not neida to a person, so it's et agomo. So Mimele he can be misape b'yodayim too. So there are some Rishenim who say that all as chutz lo'etz vadai is osa, so it's a new Yisra, misal aloch l'mishim sinai. And the whole raya that Sofik ole is muta. But other Rishenim say no. It's a special aloch l'meshim sinai that Sofik ole is muta. But as far as vadai ole, it comes within the same love, and mele there is malchus too. All right. So, but anyway, according to all Rishenim, ole is relevant today, even chutz l'oretz. So the two, when he says she'en lo na'ata isigven, he doesn't mean that it's not relevant. We're not concerned now in l'chas taruves with the Yisra ole. That's discussed in the second chilek yodeya, I mean the Yisra ole. Not here. All right. וכן פוסק הפרישת, לא יקעת הרזוב שכוסף, חוץ מטוב ולבואלה, שאין לנו עתו עסק בהן, שאיני אגים בינינו. שאיני אגים בינינו. I mean, this is very strange. ולדוק, I mean, how can we say that all is not נהג בינינו, even all is חוץ לורץ, וכל הפוחס ודאי all is also מדרייס. ולדוק, ויהוד איש מתערב all is, אף אגב דיפושת במישנו, why doesn't Ramo mention to all is? So he says, "Avka posh mishuch la'pesikal kamas imerish adigdale the shirud all the bimine b'masayim." So he should have mentioned another exception to the general rule of shishim. All requires not shishim but masay. It's both masayim ve'achot reish aleph. Efshel itone b'shaya. Inameli boil leim achutz mipchom l'pesal v'yainesach shishurim b'mashu. Because the Ramu is not concerned here with whether it's bottle b'shishim or b'meyo v'echod or b'masayim v'echod. He only wants to mention there are certain things that asa b'mashu. So what things are asa b'mashu? That's only pchom l'pesach and yainesach. Alright. Avol uvachu yisar nisintam b'deire. Avol nisintam b'isik deire. V'yuosa mitzad atzmei afilu b'elef libot. וקלימה, וכל האיסורים, דעלמה, לא יעבידו לטעמי, מן הסתם פתלים בשישי, לפי שאינס נמטעם בייסה משישים, אלא אם כנראה כשתעמי, דעוס פשיטה דעוסה, וכמשיקוצה וראש, והרשבו והרן, מבין בסיוסת, וכן שאו פוסקים, והוא פושט. So what does the Shach say? The Shach says what the Taz said at the beginning. Then the Taz in Sifte, Yud Aleph, mentioned this, Avehetea, that this aloha avidu litaimi. So that it's not botla filo b'alef, so only if it is used as a flavoring agent, litaimi. But if it is not used as a flavoring agent, but it just happens that it gives a tam even in face of shishim, of heter, kineged, so then it's bot. This is what the Yisra Heter says. But the Taz at the very outset assumed that it's not dafke. This aloche vavid litaimi is not limited only to something that is used, that is put into the gdeiro as a flavoring agent, even if it is not used as a flavoring agent, as long as it gives a tam. So no matter how many measures of heta we have, so it's still asas. It's still asas. This is how the Taz assumed. And then the Taz mentioned that the Yisra Heta limited only to something that is used as a flavoring agent. So the Shach says it's a dover poshut, that this aloha applies to everything, not dafke to something that is used as a flavoring agent. But you see that, in other words, he is chilik on the Yisra Heta. The Shach is chilik on the Yisra Heta. Whether we say like the Yisra Heta or we say like the Shach, is tolling machlikes Rashi and Teisves. Because Teisves shita is that if something, if there is shishi neged Yisra, even though we feel a tam, the tam is nirgesh, so it's a tam kolush, and it's not osea, and Rashi shita is that if we feel a tam, so then the aloch of tam kiker applies. We don't say it's a tam kolush. So in other words, the Yisra Heta apparently is machia like Tesves, and the Shach is machia like Rashi. Is machia like Rashi, this is what he says. וחייבו פושט ולוחים כיוון דהים מרגישים טיימה אין הבוטל אפילו בייסה משישים הילו כך מלך וטבלן אין הפטלם אפילו באלף לפי שנסתם נסנים אפילו באלף כיוון שנסים לפנטם So the only difference between a flavoring agent something that is used as a flavoring agent and something that is not used as a flavoring agent is if we respect to a flavoring agent we cannot presume we cannot take it for granted normally that there is no time just because there is shishim because after all it's a flavoring agent So it's very likely that there is a time in spite of the shishim. Masha'im came, if it's not used as a flavoring agent, so normally, until it is shown to the contrary, so we take it for granted that there is no time if there is shishim. But if we know there is a time, even though it's not used as a flavoring agent, it still asks. It still asks. All right. In the other version, as time is in time for the Kim Shin Asim is in time, the music of the time in the book, Haine Name, היינה נאמה מטעם שמסתומה הוא ניסן טעם אפילו אלף וכי למוכח מדברי ספר התחומה שביעתו ובזה איך ידוע בבירו שאין ניסן טעם כשנופו קור את הלך איכות של מלך הוא יתאב לירק די לא מותר So suppose we know he doesn't give a time. So even though it's used as a flavoring agent, suppose, let's say, one particle, one small particle of a tavlin, of a spice, of Isa, falls into a big dairy. So then we know that it doesn't give a tam, this small particle in the big dairy. So then it's muta. It's muta. V'chim ha'ashem ha'edim teres chatos, v'chim mozosi. T'pitis ha'verizore. V'zeh l'shein ha'yvod itayim ha'libotol, l'yboi ha'limeima, l'libotol klal, l'libotol kishor isoi. Avo botol vada ha'ishapir, ki yadinom vada nizbat la'tam, kim yaridei la'atkan l'shein l'chim l'posik. Afilu be'elif libot. Because of this, v'hetach lal chafei, d'hainim d'rabon. So that's only midrabanan. So in other words, you see, the Yisav Heta says another chiddush. The Yisav Heta says two things. So one chiddush of the Yisav Heta, the Shach, mentions. The other chiddush of the Yisav Heta, the Shach doesn't even mention because he disagrees with it. You see, the Yisav Heta says two things. First of all, he says that this aloha that afilu be'elef libotol is limited only to something that is avidali taimei, something that is used as a flavoring agent, a spice, something like that. But if it's not avidali taimei, even though it gives a tam, as long as there is shishim, so it's muter, that's one chiddush. So the Shach doesn't agree with that chiddush of this letter. And then the Yisav Heta mentions another chiddush that even in respect to a flavoring agent, even something that is avidali taimei, so if there is shishim, even though the tam is near gash, we still feel the tam. So midraise it's not osea. Why? Because midraise the Yisav Heta agrees with the shita of Teises that as far as the Yisav Heta of tam kik is concerned. So it's only if there is no shishim. But if there is shishim, there is no isa deraise of tam kiker because it's a tam kolush. But it's tam kolush. So it's only osea. So it's only osea midrabanon. So that chidesh of the isa veheta the shach mentions. Because of isa veheta klal chofeida in midrabanon. Because of shom oichom, visiva klal, din yidu ay margish in time yiloi mater b'chai kalume, beozua, gam ato lachile nivit kichovim, So if we don't know whether there is a tam or not, so then he can give it to an akum misiach lefitumei. Vilochim melech vitavli. Vilochim melech vitavli davi litaimei masuri machmasatz monim telim bishishim. Ay mitiras chatos tal pehei. Din dalet. Sheposak afilu melech vitavli dova sheshove bishmei. Afilu hoche kibin yecholot bitaimei. Loibot. Loibot. So bottle bishishim. In other words, he says the Teres Chato says that if Melech Vitavli fell into something that, as far as the name is concerned, it's Mimbimine. Is the same. It has the same shem. But as far as the tam is concerned, it has a different tam. Let's say you have emmons. So you have sweet emmons and you have bitter emmons. So suppose let's say. A tavlin of sweet emmons, a tavlin of sweet emmons, of Isa, fell into a tavlin of bitter emmons, of heter, and there is shishim in the heter de ketavlin, So it is still, but you feel a tam, you feel it on, so then it is also, even though it has the same, they have the same shape. So, but I mean, this is not in line with the shita of the Ramo at the beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches. That Ramo, I mean, that the Shach is Masik, you know, in Simen Tzadik Ches, Siv Beis, Uri Yemin Bimine Yazdinu Basa Shmoy, Im Ushove Have Yemin Bimine Yavol Yazdinu Basa Taime, Im Ushove Eloi. So the Shach is Chelik and the Taz is agrees with Ramo, but even the Taz who agrees with Ramo, so he will not apply the din of the Ramo to a case where the time in Afochim, only when it's a question of more or less, let's say, but if one is sweet and one is bitter, then even the Ramo will not apply the concept of Bosa Shmoaz. So in other words, I mentioned the example of bitter lemons and sweet lemons, so even according to the Ramo it would be true, because that's time in Afochim. Okay, now. What? But the Shach doesn't recognize this distinction between time mafochim and different timing when it's a question of more or less. So he doesn't recognize some melee. According to the Shach, it would apply to all situations. But I mentioned an example of time mafochim in order that this din of the Shach should be true even according to the Ramo and the Taz. So I mentioned. All right. David le time im asur machmas matzmo. A fil in asur mit rabon in telim in einem telim. Kein ich hier habe sios. Ve kein mashma mit chuves harashbo. U mit dir seater. Ve rab le kam un sin kof yidale. Kim shikos ve kein gab stam yenem rabon. Kein mashma da poskim kham doch. All right, in other words, that this aloche, that something is a vidoli time, a filibelefli bottle, applies even to Yisrael Rabbanon. Not only to Yisrael Raisi, even to Yisrael Rabbanon. All right. Im Asuri Machmas Hatzmon, Kigin Tavlon, כן טבלין של אביס חובים של אור וחיי צדי להפוק בלוי מיסע וכי וכי לקם In other words, when do we say that mida davidili taime afila belifli bottle that is if it's osa machmas atzmo? Let's say a tavlin is spice and the spice is a spice of ole or a spice of avidizore. Let's say the tavlin was grew on an asher shel avidizor. An asher shel avidizor. So then it's also mitzad atzme. It's also mitzad atzme. So then I feel better for the bottle. But suppose you had a tavlin, that was a tavlin shel heter. But that tavlin shel heter was cooked with something that is also. And then, After that, you took out that tavlin that was cooked, that was a tavlin shel heter, but was cooked with a dvar yisrael in one pot. You took it out from that one pot, and you put it in another pot, and the rishishim in the other pot. Neged, that tavlin that is itself a tavlin shel heter, but it absorbed some yisrael by virtue of the fact that it was cooked with yisrael. So if you took it out, that tavlin shel heter, Mr. Atzmei, that absorbed a time of Isaiah, and then you put it in another part, if the other part has shishim, so then the other part, the tafsha on the other part is muta. This is what he said. Now, the taz in Sifyut Veis, in the tail of the shishim, because of the siyosef in Sifyut Veis, I feel be said, the rabbonim I'm going to kill. So in other words, the same aloche, that the shach says, so the taz says. Alright. Now, v'chein g'deir. So he says, the mechaba says, "Tero sheyesh bonem tez zeisim heta, v'nofru bo bei zeisim echad shel dam ve'echad shel chelat. Kol echad mistarif man tez shel heta levat l'chaveret. V'chein choftes zeisim shel heta." is more accurate because in the girse וכן דירו שיש בו שלישה זיתים של היתר, שנופו בן קדאי שחילת, ובגדיר האחרס הוא יהיו שלישים של היתר, ונופל לפני חזאי של דם, in as much as נעדה גדירו זה בו שלישים, זה יסים או היתר. So why is it necessary that in the first דירה there should be שלישים? So it's only necessary that there should be חופתי זיתים של היתר. So 30 plus 29, so you have 59, and then in the גדירה, of the Choftei Zeitzim, you have one Kazayis of Iser of Chelev, and the Gdeira of the Shleishin Shel Heter, you have one Kazayis of Iser of Dam, so Mimele, you have 59 Heter, and then two Kazayis of Iser, but you have 60 neged each Kazayis of Iser. So it's not necessary there should be Lamed Zeitzim Shel Heter, so Choftei Zeitzim Shel Heter is enough. So this Girsay is more accurate. V'nisar will be Shekeich, Muta. So he says, "V'chein chov tesayisim shalat ashnof bekazayis chaylet, uvidir acheres uvishleishim shalat. Avinof uzer kazayis shaldam. V'nisavu b'sheyik is muta. Zeul imam dileslich tichat v'nasis nevela b'shali soim. So the task points out the mechaber can say that because the mechaber passes like Rabbi Nefrai that the aloch of tichat v'nasis nevela applies only to b'sav cholov. It doesn't apply to shali soim, so he can say it. Mashein ken ramo cannot say that. So that's the whole thing, that's the whole point in the Shach. Why doesn't the Ramo say Ve'achshof shonu neyagim le'eseh heter shenisar v'iseh mishim shechticha atmas nevele im kein gam bozeh u'osa. So that's the kasha of the Shach against the Ramo. Why doesn't the Ramo make this comment? And the Ramo on the contrary, he says V'kolchim b'beizeisim. So that tends to imply that in this case that he agrees with what the Mechaber said. V'chein choftes eisim sholeta shenofu ben kazayis chayla v'gira achera shoyish leishim sholeta v'nofu sech kazayis sholdam. So that's the kasha that the Shach raises. But the Taz is not midayik from the Roshin of the Ramo, and he doesn't ask any kashas against the Ramo, but he just points out that the second case in the Mechaber, in Siftes, it can only accord with the Mechaber's psak, like Rabbi Nefraim, but it cannot accord with the Ramo's psak, that we say, Chticha Atman Asis Nevela by Shor Yisurin. So Nevela we cannot say, V'chein Chofte Zeisim Shalat HaShinofu Mekazai Yisraelet, because originally he had one part, Chofte Zeisim of Eter, and one Kazai Yisraelet fell in. So at that moment, when the Kazai Yisraelet fell in, all the 30 Zeisim became an entity of Yisrael because Tichat as Nevela. You had the other part. You had Shleishim Shaleta. And the Kazayis of Dam fell into it. Kazayis of Dam fell into it. So all the 31 Zeisim became Chtichat Yisrael. Then you mixed the two things together. So you had two Chtichas of Yisrael. You had one entity of Yisrael consists having a mass of 30 Zeisim, which is Kula Yisea, and the other Gdeire, you had an entity of Yisea having a mass of 31 Gzeisim, which was Kula Yisea. So how can it become Muter? But the Mechaber himself passed Rabbi Nefraim. So in the first Deire, when you had one Kazayis of Chile falling into 29 Gzeisim of Hetea, so only that one Kazayis remained Yisea, and the other 29 did not become a Heft of Yisea. So then, the same thing is true of the other Gdeire. So when the two are mixed together, so there is Bittl. This is what the Taz says. As all the man blessed the Hasas Nevele Shor Yisroel, then the Kaim Lomim, Shem Tzachim Yichol Yisroel, Mekat Hasas Nevele, Gam Zeh Atarubes Osea, Dikvo Nase, Nevele Kinnim Tarubes. Shor Gvino Cholecha Pir Shinof Li Yerokis, Bigdei Rodim Han, Lo Cholecha Shio Lissamach. All right, now the Shach. Siv Lamed Gimel. Cholecha Mitztarev Levat El Chaveire, Disvori, Yichol, Dichol Yisea Botol, Kishin Yochil Likin Tam Beheta, Vitam Dam Vechelev, Vitam Dam Vechelev Vinishop. הרי נסבטל טעם אכילה בסמך וטעם אדם בסמך דימלי איסר המבטל איסר ומלי היתר המבטל איסר רק שיסבטל טעם איסר ואילה אית כיח ליטן טעם בהתר וכיח טעם בהתר. All right. So the halacha is that it becomes bottle because in this case, I mean, no one is chilek on this case because here you have rov. You have rov you have. But we need shishim in order to be mevatel the tam. So, and if there is no shishim, so then the chelev gives the tam. But here, neither the chelev nor the dam can give a tam chelev or dam. Neither the chelev nor the dam can give a tam chelev or dam. Why? Because As far as the chilev is concerned, so the tam chilev becomes bottle in the 60 zaysim, out of which 59 is eter and one is dam. But the tam chilev is bottle. So it doesn't, you can't detect the tam chilev in that gdeire. And the same thing is true of the kazayis of dam. The dam is bottle. So mainly it's muta lechatchile to partake of that gdeire. Now the two. Now, the two in Siman Tzadik Ches, Daf Kufin Vovom Beis, the third line, Kol sheyeish samach kenegedo isa, mivatlin isa, afilena samach kule heta, kengdeo sheyeish bo nunte zeisim shel heta, znofkul bei zeisim echot shel dam vechot shel chilev, kol echot mistarif ma nunte shel heta, mivatl chavele, vechin lamet zeisim shel heta, shnofkul ben kazai is dam, vilamet zeisim achirim shel heta, so I mean here, so that's the other girse. I mean, so it's not necessary it should say Lamazesim Shaleta, you could say Choftezesim Shaleta, all right. Vlamazesim Achirim Shaleta Shnofu Kazai is Chilev, Vinisal Vela Tarubes Bishayke, put up. Then the Torah says something else that is not so poshut. Vichayim Gimu Mine Yisurim Shal Yovish. So before we discussed La Belach, where there is even distribution, but now he discusses a case of Yovish Beyovish. Vichayim Gimu Mine Yisurim Shal Yovish. שניסאו זה בזה כזייס מכל אחד כל שני מיני רבים על הגימו ומבטלי נעשה ופטורין על שלושתון וכלו השלושתון so that's a memory of Rishloki שין זבוח עם דף אין חס that הפיגל והנעשה והתומה שיובן זה בזה so he's potter Rishloki said that רבי רזה אדם מירה ישחילי כאן Rishloki says him and so because that Rebbe Lezer holds that just as in mitzvahs mivatlin zuezu, so in isurim mivatlin zuezu, Rish Lakish is chelik. Rish Lakish holds that isurim is mivatlin zuezu. So mainly, if you have it aruves of yovish biyovish, you have three isurim. You have three isurim. No heter. People neiser atome. Three isurim. And the amiurev, it's aruves of yovish biyovish. So the pigle becomes bottle. In the rov of Neser and Tomei, the Neser becomes bottle in the rov of Pigul v'Tomei, and the Tomei becomes bottle in the rov of Pigul and Neser, even though each one is Iser, because Rish Lakish holds that the Isurim is Mivatli Zeze, but Rebbe Lezer says, Kishim Shem Mitzvah is Mivatli Zuezu, Kachin Isurim Mivatli Zuezu, that's a machlekes in Zvoch in Dafayin Ches. So the Rambam Paschals like Rebbe Lezer, that any Isurim Mivatli Zuezu, and the two here Paschals like Rish Lakish, that Isurim Mivatli Zuezu. But you'll see, I mean, how the two formulates this deal. V'chein gimu mine Isurim shel Yovish, shenisar voze boze, kazayis mikolechot, Kol shnei minim robim ala gimel umvatl neisei upturin al shloshton. He doesn't say that it's muter. He doesn't say that it's muter. After all, yovish b'yovish, so even mid rabbonon is bottle b'rov. Min shaloi b'minei, so mid rabbonon, yovish b'yovish requires shishi. But min b'minei, so in other words, and here he means even min b'minei, so it's only pturin al shloshton, but it's not muter. Why should one have shech? He passes like the shlokish that he saw in the vatlin zeze. So the iser of pigul becomes bottle in the rov of neiser and tomei, and neiser becomes bottle in the rov of pigul and tomei becomes bottle in the rov of pigul and neiser. So mimele it should be muter. If it's min b'minei, but he emphasizes, the tour emphasizes, upturin al shloshton. The answer is, even if it's min b'minei, so it does not become muta midraise. Why not? Because true that the tour paskels like Rish Lakish that he saw in the vatlin zeze, but there is an isa klori of v'seich lo kol teivo, kol sheti afti lochem osa. Kol sheti afti lochem osa. So mimele, when a person as far, let's say, as the love, as far as the love of Lisichlu Kol Nivelo is concerned. So suppose someone will eat Hefikazayis of Nivelo and Hefikazayis of Chelev, he will not be able to love of Lisichlu Kol Nivelo. He will be able the Isar of Chotishiros Matero, that's a new Isar, but not the love, the Isar Amifuresh, Batoro of Lisichlu Kol Nivelo. So will not be able, because he ate Chotikazayis Nivelo, Chotikazayis Chelev. Masha'in came, there is an Issa Kloli, but there is no Malkus for that, because it's a Lav Shebecholis. So, he's ever, Lav Deraise. There is an Issa Kloli of Leseich Lukol Teivo, Kol Shetiafti Lochem, Yoser. So, Mimele, that love, you are Eve, applies to everything. It applies to Nisa, to Pigle, to Tomei, to Nivele, to Chele, all the Yisurim. So if you have it aruves of yovish biyovish of neser and pigle and tomei, so you can say vis-a-vis the love of lisechul kol niveilo, the love of neser, vis-a-vis the love of neser. So you can say that it becomes bottle, the love of neser. So the iser of neser, it becomes bottle in berov of pigle and tomei. And the same thing is true in respect to Pigle, as insofar as the love of Pigle is concerned. Masha'in came in respect to the Isa Kloli, the love Kloli, of Lisechul Kol Teivo, Kol Shetiaftu Lecho. You cannot say that Neser becomes bottle in Pigle and Tomei. Pigle becomes bottle in Neser and Tomei. Tomei becomes bottle in Neser and Pigle. Because they all have the same Shem Iser of Kol Teivo, of Kol Shetiaftu Lecho. Of Kol Shetiaftu Lecho Yeyosa. So mimele, there is bitl only in respect to the specific Isurim. That's why the Tur emphasizes Upturin al Shloshton, because there is no Malkus on the love of Lesechul Kol Teivo. That's the love Shebecholis, the love of Lesechul Kol Teivo. But there is bitl in respect to the specific love. The specific love of let's say Nivele or Chelev, let's say, suppose that Nivele, Chelev, Nisa, Pigul, Amin, Tomei, whatever it is. So that's why he says Upturin al Shloshton.
So
one second. Yes, what is that?
Wouldn't it be Aser then? Wouldn't it be Pater Mutter? It'd be Aser.
It's Aser. So that's why he emphasizes Upturin al Shloshton, there is no Malkus. But it'll be Osa Midraise on the score of the love of Lisechul Kol Teivo, Kol Shetiaftu Lecho. Now, how is it that in respect to the case of Nuntes, Deo Sheyeshbo Nuntes Zeisim Heter, where it's Lar Belach, Min Shaloi Bimnei, Vinoflu Bazeisim Echot Shal Dam Vechot Shal Chelev. So we say that the kazayis of dam becomes bottle in the 60 in the nuntes gzeisim heter plus the kazayis chaylev, and the kazayis of chaylev becomes bottle in the nuntes gzeisim of heter plus the kazayis dam. So we should say they are two. So why don't we say they are also the same thing? Two vis-a-vis the specific iser of chaylev and of dam. So there is bitul bishishim. But vis-a-vis the Isa Kloli of Lesechul Kol Teivo, so then there is no Shishin, because you have 59 Gzeisim of Eter and 2 Gzeisim of Iser that have one common name of Iser, Kol Teivo, Kol Shetiaftu Lecho. The answer is, here it's not shayach to apply, insofar as Tam Ki Iker is concerned, it's not shayach to apply the concept of Lesechul Kol Teivo, Kol Shetiaftu Lecho Oser, because Tam Ki Iker is based upon the fact that a certain Iser gives a certain tam. Now, so Chelev, the specific Iser, gives a peculiar tam of Chelev, dam, gives a peculiar dam of dam, but you cannot say that the Chelev and the dam together give a tam of Kol Teivo. There is no such tam, Kol Teivo. Kol Teivo is a little concept, it has a Shem Iser, but it doesn't denote any specific mean that has a specific tam. So in other words, Kol Teivo includes all Isurim. It includes Chazar, it includes Pigle, it includes Neser, it includes Chelev, Nivele, Treif, everything. But there is no such specific tam of Teivo. There is no such thing as a specific tam of Teivo. So Mimele, it's not shayach to say that it should be Oser on the basis of Tam Ki Iker vis-a-vis the love of Lesechul Kol Teivo, because Tam Ki Iker is based upon the tam, the peculiar tam of a certain mean Iser. There is no Bimtzias, a certain mean of Iser of Kol Teivo. It can be anything, any Iser. So in one case it's one tam, in another case it's another tam. How is it shayach to apply the aloha of Tam Ki Iker? in respect to the Sechel Kol Teivo. So that's why, in this case, he says it's mutar legamre. Mashein kein, in the case of Yovish B'Yovish, where you have three surim, so the two paskos like Rish Lakish, but he only says poter because there is bittel vis-a-vis the specific isa. There is no bittel vis-a-vis the isa of the Sechel Kol Teivo. All right, now. Kolechot mitzarev, sif lamed gimu, in the shach, kolechot mitzarev vat l'chavire disvori, dichol isa botol, kishin yochel itin tam beeta, vitam dam v'chilev, ein ishove, harin is batol tam achilev v'samech, vitam adam v'samech, di mali isa rambat l'isa, mali eter rambat l'isa, rak she is batel, tam isa, v'lilei alei oit keach litin tam beeta, ad kam ishin orosh. Now, sif lamed alet, v'chein choftes zesim shel heter, shenofu bem kaza yischel, bitur kosa v'chein shleishim, u'vishuchono chayishonim, לבלי הגוי אסקוסה וכן חופתה זייסים וכן הוא בצ'יבס הראש והוא יש הנוכן, so he says the same thing like a task דהב לו ריבוס יש, סבידק ומקום מוקים צורכים דהי דינה לשייך לפי מי דקיימלון חתיך נאסס נבילה בכל יישורים דחיבן דינוף וכזה יזדם מגדי רחס ולא הוא בסמך נאסס נבילה וכן הגדי רבייס so מי הוא רישי כלפרושי בנוף ועבי זייסים בסחס so the שחס, צורת The Mechaber makes good sense according to his own shit. He passes like Rabbi Nefrai. But the Ramo, as far as the Ramo is concerned, so Bishleim in the first case of the Rosh Yesh Bonei Tehnut Zeisim, Hete Avinoflu, Beis Zeisim, Echoshvam, Echoshol Chelev, this, the Reishi of the Mechaber, can make sense even while Ibe the Ramo's Pesach, that we say Chetichat Manasas Nevele, by Shoy Surim. But then you ask, How can it make sense even the Reishe? G'dei Roshi Yishbun and Tez Zeisim, Heter, and then two Isurim, and then a Kazayis of Chele fell into it. Kazayis of Chele fell into it. So then all the 60 Zeisim became a Heftz of Iser. Then a Kazayis of Dam falls into it. So there is no Shishim. The answer is no. According to the Ramo, it could be true. This din of the Mechaber in the case where the Kazayis of Chel and the Kazayis of Dam fell in together with Vasachas at the same time. But in the Chaname, if first the Kazayis Chel falls in, so then all the 60 Zaysim become an entity of Isa. Then the Kazayis of Dam falls in, so there is no bit altogether. So there is no bit altogether. Alright, but... but it makes sense, the Reish of Mechaber makes sense in regard to the case where the two Zaysim, the Chilev and the Dam, fell in the Vasachas. But the second case, according to Ramo, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's not true according to Ramo. Because the moment a Kazayis Chilev fell into the Choftes Zaysim Sheleter, so all the 30 Zaysim became an entity of Isa. It is Isa. And then, in the other day, too, when a Kazayis of Dam falls into it, so all the 31 days in Kim and Antid of Isa. So when you mix them together, how can it be muta? That's the kash. ומקום מוקים צורכים, דהי דין אלישי יחליף עם מיידי קיימו חתולה ולכו יסויים, תחילים דנופו גלעי דם מגדירה אחת, לא יבי סמך, אז נבל לכן על דירה בייס, מי הוא ראי שיקלו יפרושי בנופו הבייס איסים בסחס, יכול להיות מבטל תם חברי, אבל הוא הולכת למיירה בבייס דהירס, קושה, להב לרב ליסט עם הדבורים, ואית שקוסה וקולשטים בשני זה איסים, איך עשו לבינו, דמשמע דברי שמיד על המחבר, ועולסר למיידי קיימו לחוצים לס, תחתיך נסס נבל לה בכל יסויים, דיפשיטה דהיין אפילו בשגיק, כדימוך רבך מדוכת, וחמון סימן צדיק טס, סיפי בהדיה, ויש לימה לסוס מה דבורים ונלל בלח ואמרינו חתיך נאסס נבילה בהפסת מרובה כדליל בסימן צדיק וייס וכן כוסו באגויס בסימן צדיק תה סיפי In other words, there is a shit of רשיינים Now, in other words, of course, there are many רשיינים who agree the shit of Rabin Ephraim that חתיך נאסס נבילה doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim altogether But of the רשיינים who say that חתיך נאסס נבילה does apply to Shor Yisurim and that is, Hidram says, מדרבנון Because of Ixeira Mishimbosa Becholov. So the Arishainim will say that this aloche of Ticha Atzman Asis Nevele, of Ticha Atzman Asis Nevele, applies only to a case, to Shor Yisurim, it applies only to a case where a dovo gush of Heter absorbed a dovo lach, a solid food of Heter absorbed a dovo lach, a liquid. So then we say, Chticha Atzman Asis Nevele. Mashein Kein, when you have a mixture of one lach with another lach, one liquid with another liquid, so then we don't say, Chticha Atzman Asis Nevele. We don't say. In other words, if you have one kazayis or one revis of Yainesach, of Yainesach, falls into, let's say, 50 gzesim or 50 revios of Yain Kosher, so we don't say, so and they are, and they are mixed together, they are mixed, so then we don't say that the 51 gzesim or revios of Yain become an entity of his. Only when a Dover Gush absorbs a Dover Lach. So then you say that the whole Chatiche, the Dover Gush, becomes a Hefzer of Isa. But when you have one Lach is commingled with another Lach, so then we don't say Chatiche Atzmas Neveil. The Arishenim Wachelik, when you say that the Aloch of Chatiche Atzmas Neveil applies to Arbe Lach too. So there are more Paskins, Bimokim Hefzer Merube. He paskens like the Rishenim that the aloha of Tichas Vas Nevela does not apply to Larbelach. So Memele he says, V'yishlema v'sos madvorim li'en Larbelach, la'amrinu chtichas Nevela v'eshet merubek, l'izlim emsim en tzadik veis. So Memele, that seal, the second case in the Mechaber, makes sense even according to Pesach Adramo, in connection with Larbelach, v'imokim emsim merubek. ואוי דשלימר, דערה וזו ליטאי משיבו שביטר אסחטוס, ואיסיב לי כמה עושים צדיק טס, סיב קוטן תסבוב, דימני טס אבל איסה בשייק, כדים שנהיה את הרובס, לאמרינו חתיך נעשי נבל, ואין צורך על הסמך נגד איסה. נדוס, דערה מור מיישן זה שיטה עם סימן צדיק טס, עם סימן צדיק טס, so דערה מור מיישן זה שיטה of the איסה ואתר, that the הלוכה of תיך עצמס נבל does not apply to a case where it happened, Kedem Sheneid Ataruves. In other words, that there is a shite, so Rishenim, that, now, what's the aloch of Tichasmas Nevele? The aloch of Tichasmas Nevele is that Eve Heter, let's say, was Misarev with Iser, let's say, 49 Zesim of Heter, were Misarev with one Kazayis of Iser. So then, Chtichas Nevele, so all the 50 Gzesim become a Hefzer of Iser. Then, if these 50 Gzesim, Taruves, fall into another Eter, into another part, so it would require Shishim not neged 1, but Shishim neged 50. That's the Aloch of Chtichas Nevele. So there is a Shita, the Shita of the Iser Eter is, and Rambam mentions the Shita in Siman Tzadik Tes, that when do we say, that if, let's say, one Kazayis of Iser was Nisariv with 49 Zesim of Eter, so all the 50 Zesim become a Heftzer of Iser, and Mimele, if that Taruves, the 50 Zesim, falls into another Gdeiro, so it will only become bottle if the other Gdeiro will have 60 times 50, not 60 times 1, so that is only if, let's say, the one Kazayis of Iser fell into 49 Zesim of Heter, and Neida Ataruves Libayim. The owner of that Deiro became aware of it. So became aware of it. So Mimele, the Yediyeh makes it Oser, just as the Yediyeh is an important element in the Beetle. In other words, when Iser falls into Heter, and so if there is no Yediyeh by the Bailim, so then it does not become Muter. So Yediyeh is also an important essential element in the Iser, in order to make the whole Chatiche into an entity of Iser, so only if it's coupled with the subjective element of Yediyeh. So in other words, if, let's say, if the Bailim became cognizant of the fact that one Kazayis of Iser was Nisariv with 49 Gzesim of Heter, so then, and he became cognizant of it, there was Yediyeh, it's Neida Ataruves, so then all the 50 Gzesim became Heftzer of Iser, and after it was Neida to the Bailim, that there is Ataruves, so then all the 50 Gzesim fell into another Gdeire, so then we require 60 measures, 60 times the 50 Gzesim. But suppose one kazayis of Iser fell and it wasn't Neida, so then we don't see Chtichas Mas Nevele. So that he says, Voidishim da Ravos leitam shepos vitras chatos, din niteis ival Isa b'sheikin ishen yot arubes, lo yam rinon Chtichas Mas Nevele, vin tzori chalesamech negedo Isa. אם כי מהי רוחה שניסר ובייזה גדירס יחד כאילו שנדע תרובס so ממילא the 30 גזייסים in one גדירה and the 31 גזייסים in the other גדירה did not become Chefzeo Visurim, Chtichas di Isurim. Aber im Eide Chachti Shom. But the Shach is Chilik in Simen Tzadik Tez. He says that insofar as the Aloch of Tichah Atzmer as Nevela is concerned, it doesn't require this objective element. It doesn't make any difference whether it's Neida or not Neida. Even if it was never Neida, it becomes a Chtichah di Isurim. Aber bei der Chachti Shom Lafloni et Arubes. Amrinon, Chtichah Atzmer as Nevela. אם כן, ישאי יכול דימה בין אפילו לבייס דירס בפוחס מסמך, אם לא יבילה הרבה הרבה הפסד מרובה. אבל מקום מוקן, אף כמין אלי עניין, יכולה יכול מבק אותם חברי, כי שנופו שניהם בסחס, לניסנטה, אינמה, אם נופו כזאי יצגבינו, לחופתי זייסי עם היתר, so then we cannot say יחתיך עצמת הסנבילה, because it's the היתר הבולה. When can we say יחתיך עצמת הסנבילה, if it's איסור הבולה, if one כזאיס, או ויסר, is Nisarif with 29 Zaysim of Heter, so all the 30 Zaysim become a Hefter Isure. But suppose one Kazayis of milk, of cheese, is Nisarif with 29 Zaysim, let's say, of something that is Parave, something, let's say, vegetables, so we do not say that all the 30 Zaysim are considered to have a din of milk, because it's a terrible. So Memele. So the tzio mentioned by the Ramo makes sense even according to the Ramo's psak that we dich say chtich das nevele, because we only say chtich das nevele where it's a surabola, not where it is a terrible. So he says, Iname, nofel kazayis gvinu luchte zeisim etam, dir achers nofel kazayis bosal shleishim zeisim shleetam. And then you commingled the two gdeiras together, nisav vile tarumis b'shei dimuta, l'shayach vimach chtich das nevele kim dakayim kule heta. וחלויל סימן צדיק ד' סיבוב וחמתוך תאינמה נפקא מיני אם נופל כזייס דם מסיך סמר זייסים של היתר ואחר נופל כזייס ואית של חילב לאיסים סמך חלב זייסים ואין צורך סמך נגד בי זייסים אלו של איסיה אלו דם הכזייס דם שנופל ברשינו מסתר לבד לכזייס ואית הכזייס ואית תכזייס פלוס של חילב ואילו לא יאינו מצטער בן הכזייס של דם לא יסמך לבד לכזייס ואית תכזייס פלוס והשתי יכול לאחד לבד אותם חברי גם הוא מצטער לבד אל מי הוא כל זה דווקא בשני מיני איסורים שאיתם עם שווה? אבל במיניכו, לאילו מחיזו ונאייה, הוא חלקם לשים את צדיק טס. וניסה להגדיר את יחד בשאיק, אבל מי זה תסבוע ידין את צדיק טס. Now, for next year, so we should go over the gemore, it's a small gemore, but that's the basic sugya for Simen Tzadik Tes. So the Gemara in Chum, from Daf Tzadik Zayin Omed Alef, Omar Rove, Merisha Vekakashel, Yehori Tanya Gdira Shebishu Bogoso, up to the two dots at the bottom. The fifth line from the end of the Omit, and you should go over the Teisves. Iked Amra Bigdei Ratzmo. Bigdei Ratzmo. All right, and that's all. I mean, and then the Simen Tzadik Tes in the Tur, and of course the whole Simen Tzadik Tes in the Mechaber and Ramot. Okay.